It was an ill wind, a frigid polar vortex, 3 winters ago, that sent shivers up the spines of regional state energy planners. They were fearful soaring use of natural gas to generate electricity, and static pipeline capacity would leave New England freezing in the dark, paying the highest energy costs in the nation. To keep winter lights on, Connecticut's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection asked pipeline companies to submit bids to build new natural gas infrastructure. But earlier this week, they reversed course, deciding not to go ahead with the pipeline proposals and instead negotiate bids with renewable energy producers. Katie Dykes is Connecticut's Deputy Commissioner of Energy.
This is a real important milestone in this historic procurement, and the first time that the states in southern New England have worked together to build a common marketplace for clean energy.
Massachusetts and Rhode Island have joined Connecticut in pursuing negotiations with 11 companies that submitted bids to generate electricity from solar, hydro, and wind power. Connecticut officials decided not to go the gas pipeline route in order to protect the state's ratepayers. They would have had to foot the bill for the gas infrastructure alone after Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled last summer that it was unconstitutional to have electric customers pay for gas pipeline. And New Hampshire recently followed suit. Renewable energy advocates were overjoyed as news of Connecticut's decision spread.
In one day, I think we have essentially seen the course of New England's energy future righted.
Greg Cunningham is the director of clean energy programs with Boston-based Conservation Law Foundation.
It's a regional approach, which is a good thing. It brings the cost of the resources down by essentially buying in bulk.
Connecticut's decision is bad news for Houston-based Spectra Energy. Its proposed $3 billion Access Northeast pipeline project, which would have expanded an existing line and constructed 2 giant liquid natural gas tanks in a Acushnet, seems dead, if not buried. When it comes to gas infrastructure, Connecticut says, never say never. The state is leaving open the possibility of new pipelines in the future. Connecticut Energy Deputy Commissioner Katie Dykes.
You know, all these different clean energy resources, they have different operating characteristics. They're not perfect substitutes for, say, a natural gas pipeline.
Massachusetts Energy Secretary says in light of Connecticut's decision, the Baker administration will, quote, continue its pursuit of a balanced approach to a diversified renewable energy portfolio. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Bruce Gellerman in Boston.